My name is Chris Johnson, and I'm pretty neurotic about most things. I'm panicky, I'm fucking anxious, I got a fucking system in place to keep myself calm, but if that system gets disrupted, or like, you know, I have to do something I'm not comfortable doing, things kind of get all out of whack. And sometimes when I see people do crazy bullshit that I would never do, that fucks me up a little bit too, because then I think like, how the fuck can you do that? What are you, out of your mind? Like if somebody takes a shit and doesn't wash their hands, and then, you know, they just leave the fucking bathroom, like, whoa, wait a second here, goddammit. What did you come into contact with? Where are you going? I can't touch the fucking doorknob now, there's shit hands all over it. So I get all panicked about that. My old neighbor at the apartment that I'm currently living in, right across the hall, there's a fucking woman and her daughter that lived across the hall from me, and there was all kinds of other people moving in and out of there too all the time. I don't know what the fuck was going on at this house. Sometimes there were kids there, sometimes there were like fucking babysitting. There was a cat every now and then, if the door opened, would just fucking run out of there. Just like, fuck it, I'm done. There were like weird dudes there that I think were fucking that woman, but I don't know if they were or not, but they were super chatty with me. Like really chummy with my ass. I didn't really know what the fuck was going on there. And I noticed something about this, about these people. Namely this fucking woman, because I think her kid was in fucking high school or some shit. She kept her keys to the apartment on the fucking fire extinguisher that was out in the hall. Right next to her door was the fire extinguisher. And it was raised up a little bit. So, you know, if you need to get a fire, you can go up there and fucking smash the goddamn glass, get the fire extinguisher and, you know, put that shit out, right? So if you were just standing up, you couldn't see the top of the fire extinguisher thing. So she would put her keys there. I mean, I guess she was thinking like nobody can actually see the key, so that's okay. But like, motherfucker, those are the keys to your place, literally 3 feet away from the fucking doorknob to your place. You know what I'm saying? And the fact that my ass knows the keys are there, how many other people know the keys are there? I'm not Mel Gibson in fucking Conspiracy Theory looking at like all this crazy bullshit all the time. I'm not John Nash, fucking Russell Crowe in A Beautiful Mind, just like studying all these fucking patterns. I'm just going about my fucking business. I don't know what the hell's going on at any particular time. I don't give a fuck about my neighbors. I don't know what they're doing, but I'm a little observant. Like every now and then, you know, if I hear like crazy bullshit in the hall, I'm gonna stick my eye to the people and think, what the fuck is happening out there? Because it was always all, it was all mayhem. There's fucking mayhem going on out there sometimes. So one time I just saw her do that. I saw her put her fucking keys up there. And then, you know, anytime she would leave or come and go, she's always grabbing up there for her fucking keys. And I thought to myself, like, you know, if my life was a fucking porn right now, I'm going in there getting fucked, right? You know, you watch a fucking awful porn. And I mean, I guess all porn is awful, right? I mean, because, I mean, let's be honest. Nobody's writing the fucking stories. The story of porn is always like, you know, two people somehow get involved in a situation that would never happen in real life, and they end up fucking. You know what I mean? Like, the cable repairman notices the door ajar and goes in, and the fucking woman's getting out of the shower, and she's like, ooh, and she drops her fucking towel, and her fucking, like, tits are hanging out, and then all of a sudden, the guy's, like, dick is coming out of his fucking pants because he forgot to zip up. Like, that scenario's not happening, okay? That scenario's not happening. But when you're watching porn, you're thinking, like, I gotta see two people fuck. Like, this is a legitimate scenario as fucking any here, so let's fucking get after it. So my fucking scenario here, like, inside the goddamn apartment, it's a fucking lame porn scenario. It's a lame fucking porn scenario. Chris Johnson minding his own business, sitting in his computer, shouting into a microphone, doing a fucking podcast. All of a sudden, like, hears something out in the hall, like, ah! And he fucking goes and he takes a peek through the fucking peephole and he sees his neighbor, like, bending down and, like, in a weird fucking way, which would happen a lot too. Like, are you fucking, like, what are you doing out there? What are you stretching in front of your door? What the fuck is this? Where the fuck am I right now? Sometimes I would look around like I was getting fucking punked, but my cats are the only ones there. They didn't set this shit up. And then, like, she'd fucking go inside the door, and she'd put, like, the keys on top. And she'd shut the door, and I'm like, is it, like, this shouldn't be happening right now. I shouldn't be seeing this. Is this an invitation? Is this a solicitation? Are those the same thing? Do invitation and solicitation mean the same thing? I don't give a shit. I'm not looking it up right now, because I'm gonna fucking roll here. But my point is, that's a porn scenario. Noise, peephole, keys, door, woman and dude end up fucking. And I thought to myself, like, if I was a scumbag, this is my chance. Like, this is a fucking scumbag's wet dream right here. But, like, for me, I was just kind of, like, disgusted by the whole thing. Like, why the fuck are you leaving your goddamn keys there? Like, don't you fucking know that any dickhead could just fucking take those keys and go into your apartment? I don't know what the fuck you're gonna find in there. But, like, I'm freaked out by that. Like, if I fucking leave my house, like, I lock the door, I check it, like, is it locked? Did I lock it? And then sometimes I gotta, like, hit a part of my body just to, like, signify that I locked it. Like, lock door, check knob, like, tap myself on the fucking chest. And then, like, okay, that's it. Okay, it's officially locked. But then, like, sometimes I'll do that, but I'll forget to tap myself on the chest. I'll be like, I don't feel any chest pain. Like, I didn't tap myself on the chest. Did I really lock the door? And then I fucking go back up the stairs. I'm gonna fucking check it again. Jesus Christ, it's not even just like that with the fucking doorknob. I'm like that at work. Like, I'm signing out of my goddamn computer. When you're fucking done at the end of the day, you got to sign out, like, fucking end of day, right? Because you got to sign out for, like, break and, like, lunch or whatever the fuck. They keep track of all your fucking time. So when the day's done, you got to sign out, like, day over, whatever the fuck. So, like, sometimes I have to do that, like, 4 times. It'll be the end of the shift. I'll click, like, end of day. And then I'll look and I'll see that I'm signed out. And I'll think to myself, like, did I click end of day or did I click lunch? What did I click on? And I'll look at the people around me. I'll be like, fellas, did you see me sign out? Did you see what I did here? Can I go? Like, am I still signed in? And then I'll just sign in and fucking sign out again. And then I'll, like, X the page out. And I'll be like, the page is X'd out, but did I really fucking sign in? Like, what the fuck is happening here? So this is how I am in, like, any situation. My ex-wife used to get, like, super pissed at me because I'm always, like, checking shit. It's very fucking supportive. Instead of just understanding that, like, I'm kind of a maniac and being like, no, you found it, I would get fucking yelled at. Like, you looked at it all right, goddammit. I'm like, oh, Jesus Christ. And then I'm nervous about that. So there's no fucking way I'm leaving my goddamn keys, like, out there. Well, I'll be back Sundays and Wednesdays with more fucking insanity. Podbean's the host of the cast. You can get it on the website or the app. I'm also on Apple Podcasts, Google Play, and Spotify. I am on Twitter at JohnsonHateYou. I'm on Instagram at Maybe 5 Minutes. And if you want to just get the podcast to my Facebook timeline, I'm going to keep putting it there too.